Welcome. Today we'll be talking about the Okinawa Battle.
It took place on Okinawa Island. There was lots of mountains, forests, and hills. And it was very hot and humid with lots of typhoons. There was a high ground advantage and it was easy to hide and sneak attack.
It was a war fought between U.S. and Japanese forces. U.S. Army and aircraft, along with the Japanese aircraft, was involved. It was an invasion of the Japanese home island, and the U.S. took the offensive. All while the Okinawans wanted to try to survive the war, another strategy used by the Japanese would use the terrain to slow the American advance, and the Japan would attempt to bleed the Allied naval forces. The U.S. wanted Okinawa for a larger base to invade the Japanese home islands. It was a part of a 3-point plan for the Americans. 180,000 people were involved. Fewer than 8,000 surrendered. 12,000 U.S. soldiers died, and 110,000 Japanese soldiers died. It is significant because it is known as the largest amphibious assault in the Pacific theater of World War II. It resulted in one of the largest casualties of the Allies.
It was a very brutal battle, and some hardships during the battle were the kamikaze fighters, which were a Japanese aircraft, rainy weather, and fierce fighting on land, sea, and air. Some things during the battle were lots of dead and injured people, large machines coming to sweep the island, and also a lot of weapons. Here are some interesting facts from the war. The Americans never left Okinawa, and they established permanent naval and marine bases on the island after the war was over. It is also one of the largest casualties. Another fact is that the Japanese lost about 120,000 troops. And lastly, the Japanese used the terrain to slow the American advance during the war.